We enjoy the show, care about our homeowners, and love our callers. We keep it G-rated and indulge in some family fun time, too. Here are a few of our favorite family moments from 2015.
All right, Dad, let's think through this.
All right, it is Rosie on the house. This is Rosie on the house. You have not accidentally landed on the wrong station.
Let's think through this.
Yes?
Turn it up a little. What possible situation could you be in that you had to do that? How was yodeling invented? What was the scenario? You're high in the Alps.
I think your mama put on lederhosen that were a little too tight.
Oh, Mama! Everything starts with getting a girl, though. You know it was to impress a girl.
Was it really? It has to be. Really?
Why else would you do that?
You do this to get a girl
Mom,
in the Alps.
Does this impress you?
Who knows? I don't know.
Okay,
I'm going to come up with some logical explanations of how it possibly could have been invented.
Do a Wikipedia search of why yodeling.
I'm using my imagination to and I'm going to have like five or six, answers here in the next month or two of what.
Well, here. I may have the answer for you. I got the impression the German language was kind of a very harsh language. It sounded like to me people that were in ordinary conversation were arguing with each other. Let me give you one perfect example of that. I want Mike to pot up the different translations in English, Spanish, Italian, French, and German for the word surprise. Mike, let it roll.
Surprise.
Sorpresa.
Sorpresa.
Überraschung.
So if that's how you say surprise, you have to have singing like yodeling just to sound happy.
Clear your throat.
Back to Mike's point about for a girl. And they did it for the ladies.
Well, one thing you can't deny is the Germans' tact for engineering. And I've been talking about building products that I noticed in and about the motels and the homes that we were seeing. And Jennifer, the windows were just incredible.
They really were. I thought, why don't we have these? They open every which way. You can open them whether it's raining or snowing or whatever and get that fresh air in the house. I was very impressed. I want some of those.
Romy, picture a door that's 2.5 feet wide, 8 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
It's a door, okay? And you have a lever to open the door. If you twist that lever down, the entire door swings like a door,
okay. And
you go out onto the patio.
Nice.
Close the door, swing the lever up, and the top of the door folds away from it, and it's a hopper-style window.
Oh.
Every window is the same way.
Are these made out of wood?
Yes, they're all wood. They're all wood. Absolutely beautiful.
Hmm.
Absolutely beautiful.
That sounds pretty cool.
They are really cool.
We had a caller during last segment that called in to say, please make sure Rosie mentions how much the Europeans use natural light in their homes.
Well, they do that.
They do that. And
they're not afraid of glass, that's for sure. They use a lot of glass.
And they've been doing it for a long time, he said.
You got to remember, they're not living in the desert either.
Yeah.
I think if they came here and built a glass house like that, they'd be like, oh, now I see why they don't.
More of the best of 2015 at Rosie on the House.
On Mother's Day, can I start Mother's Day with just a little dedication to my mama?
Of course.
Sweet baby Kay, mother of 8, 5 sisters and 2 brothers. And growing up with baby Kay in the house, y'all, for those of y'all that know her, you know what kind of a special person she is. But I'll tell you what, growing up in that house, Mom had the conviction that every one of her children were going to laugh every single day of the week. And she went way out of her way to always have a joke, a prank, a gimmick, a skit, or something to get us kids laughing. We grew up laughing in that house every single day. Growing up with my mom, baby Kay, was like growing up with Lucille Ball in your house and some who's a great chef. I want to say Paul Prudhomme, but but he doesn't make a very good mother.
Julia Child.
Julia Childs. So Baby K is like the chef beyond all chefs. You never just have. I had friends come over and they would say, Rosie, do you think your mom can make us a ham sandwich? Sure, mom can make a ham sandwich. I mean, mom makes a ham sandwich taste better than any ham sandwich you ever eat in your life. They would come over and say, Rosie, do you think your mom can make us a PBJ? So it was always fun. With seven brothers and sisters, we never just had eight kids in the house. Our house was like Grand Central Station. Mom constantly had food out for everybody. And what I've never figured out, because we lived, at the time, it was kind of out in the country. It was a little bit of ways. The closest grocery store was a Safeway that was about almost 15 miles away.
And you lived in Paradise Valley. And now it's like the heart.
And they didn't have, back then in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have monster Sub-Zero refrigerators. I don't know how she kept all the food in that house with just a standard refrigerator. She must have had to run the Safeway every single day. I don't know.
Well, the milkman helped, because didn't y'all have milk service?
They came in 5-gallon jugs and they were put in this milk machine. We went through a lot of milk at the Romero's.
That goes a long way.
So I would just like to tip my hat, and we'll be at Mama K's tonight for a little Mother's Day dinner. And Mom, it was awfully special. There isn't anyone. I would rather have as my mother.
Aw.
Baby K, a lot of fun.
Happy Mother's Day.
She
Baby
made
K.
growing up a lot of fun.
I get to say a little to my mom, too.
Yeah,
Jeannie,
Mimi.
Miss Jeannie, and she just cared so much about each one of us. There's three girls, and she just taught us a lot about everything, always let us know she cared for us, and still does. She's always watching out for us.
Sweet Mimi. She's a beautiful woman. When I saw how pretty she was, it was part of the reason I proposed to you, just so you know that.
Okay.
I thought, well, Jennifer's this pretty now, and look at her mom. Wow. She's going to do okay as we grow old together. And you have. You've done very well, babe.
Oh. Thank you.
An Arizona Saturday morning tradition, Mother's Day.
Another favorite Romero family moment, Jennifer participating in the Pat Tillman race.
And Jen, again, a tip of the hat to you for completing the Pat Tillman race exactly right on the scheduled time you anticipated.
I did. It was really fun. You had told me that just the adrenaline would keep you going. That's true. You know, when you're running with 28,000 people, of course, they have different gates and you all start at once. But it never thins out. You're always weaving and, you know, you're concentrating on what's next and picking somebody you want to pass and going on through. And just the wind from that many people kind of carries you. It was really inspiring. Some of the people who raced, there was a whole brigade of people pushing handicapped people in wheelchairs, and they were just enjoying the heck out of the day. There were soldiers with 80-pound packs working their little fannies off running the race.
I imagine.
Not a lot of smiles there.
No, I don't imagine. I don't imagine.
But we finished, came back, and cheered them in. It's a lot of inspiring stories. And then the little half-mile race afterwards with the kids was just a blast. We sat on the corner trying to wait for Chloe to come in and catch her picture. But just the expression on those kids' faces and the different personalities, how they shined. And then there was a group of adults that finished at the end of that who were really, really challenged. Somebody with, you know, broken leg and somebody on crutches. And they took them a while, but they did it.
Fantastic. So that was the Pat Tillman race last weekend.
Here's another one of our favorite moments from 2015 at Rosie on the House.
Jennifer, you kind of hit a nerve just last week in reference to this thing, All Things Woman. What were you sharing last week?
Well, I had a little lanyard for everybody because we were talking Valentine's Day, and our article is about things to gift your lover with, right? So I had some free tips, and from a book by Shanti Feldman. It's called The Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages. And so I had given 5 tips for him, and we didn't get to the 5 tips for her. So do you want me to recap and then give the new ones? Give a little favor here, a little lanyard.
Yeah, this isn't the one about finishing the honey-do list, right?
That was a caller.
That was a call, yeah.
And you were very offended by that. I loved it.
We're not going to go back to that. So yeah, you can go back and cover this.
Okay, so the fantastic 5 for her. He takes her hand. That's very important to a gal. He leaves her a message by voicemail. Or a text or something during the day just to let her know he's thinking about her.
Seriously?
Yeah, he puts his arm around her or lays his hand on her knee when they're sitting in public together. He tells her sincerely. That's a key word.
Sincerely.
You are beautiful.
Mike, and how can you tell sincerely beautiful and not sincerely beautiful?
A gal knows.
Come on.
And he pulls himself out of a funk when he's morose, grumpy, or upset about something instead of withdrawing. Now, I just happened to notice that...
The withdrawing is a safety mechanism.
Oh, whatever.
Just so you know.
Okay, well, it's probably a good thing. So, I have it for the gals, too, but we just didn't get to it last week.
So, you're responding to Jim's email that this thing should be all woman, all hour.
No, I'm just giving you a little segment here.
Okay, all right. Okay.
All right. So, for her, she notices his effort and thanks him. For it. Sincerely thanks him.
All right. That's a good one. Yes, okay. Yes.
She says out loud, you did a great job at, like you fixing the bathroom faucet.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sheldon.
I tried.
Who's Sheldon?
Hey, I tried. I tried three
Babcock
times.
Babcock Plumbing, yeah.
I tried three times. Finally, Sheldon came and fixed it.
To the rescue. Da-da-da. He said, I thought we told Rosie never to touch the plumbing. Number three. Mentions in front of others that he did well.
That goes far.
Number four, she shows that she likes being with him.
Okay.
Time with him. And then
by helping him wax the car and stuff like that and bleed the brakes.
Guys like the side-by-side thing. As long as he doesn't have to talk, you know.
Amen.
He's happy.
Amen.
Come watch a football game with me.
Yes.
Help me with the car.
Sit right there and let's watch this game.
Sit here at my feet because I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight.
Must be a song.
Another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. You don't know that one?
I do. I recognize it.
Okay,
yeah.
He goes through everything that she can do for him, and the chorus ends by, now come tell me why you're leaving me again.
and then
that one up. It's a good one. Old country song.
The last one is she makes it clear to him that he makes her happy. So, happy to be married to you.
All right. So, as Jennifer's follow-up, you covered the first five last week and kind of exploded the email machine at the office
week. I'll post those on Facebook this week.
Okay. Highly happy marriages.
Surprising secrets of highly happy marriages.
Okay. Well, we're not going to turn the show into that. So that was just a segment featured that would get wrapped up.
Listen in from the July 4th show here at Rosie on the House, where Rosie and Jennifer's grandchildren sing the Star Spangled Banner.
All right, listen, in honor of the 4th of July, which is coming up next week, but I only have this talent in studio this week, I'd like to introduce all of the listening audience to my two grandsons, Gabriel and Alexander Dahl. We're going to swing their mics in place. And when I count 3, 2, 1, I want you guys to sing the Star Spangled Banner as you learned in Garmisch, Germany, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light where so proudly been watching by the twilight's last gleaming and the rocket's red glare.
All right, that's excellent. So you learned that in school in Garmisch, Germany. Did you like your school in Garmisch?
Yes.
Yeah? What was your favorite thing about it? Ski school.
I was about to say.
Ski school.
I saw pictures where you didn't walk to school. You cross country skied to school. Was that pretty cool?
No, I didn't.
Any school that has a ski day once a week. If I'd had a school like that, I might have finished school.